Welcome back. Living the good life here in Los Angeles, although back to the East Coast. Our lovely Paxton Quigley, another edition here of Cannabis Healing. Paxton, good morning. How are you doing?
Well, hello, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. But first, I'd like to remind our listeners that my new novel, it's a thriller titled Just Try Me, which takes a close look at sex trafficking, is available on Amazon.com. So please, just try me. We'd also like to thank our sponsors, the Tikkun Olam, a world leader in cannabis research and production. Tikkun Olam is now distributing its products in many parts of the United States, and that includes its hemp-based CBD products that can be purchased online at tikkunhemp.com. And I'll spell that T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P.com. And for some news, oddly, there's a cannabis connection to the ongoing Trump-Ukraine Giuliani story. The Los Angeles Times is now reporting that a Ukrainian businessman who's implicated in violating U.S. campaign laws was also getting into cannabis. And California authorities are investigating him for having secured a dozen or nearly one-third of all licenses issued by Sacramento. And what did he want to do? To distribute legal marijuana. Let you think about that. Now, our topic for today, the cannabis entourage effect. And I'm going to spell entourage, E-N-T-O-U-R-A-G-E. Now, the entourage effect is the combined effect of different compounds found in the cannabis plants and how they work together as a whole to provide a greater therapeutic effect. So now with us today to explain further is Philip Poirier of New Hampshire's Temescal Wellness. And by the way, folks, New Hampshire was the 19th state to approve medical marijuana in 2013. Welcome to Cannabis Healing, Philip. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Good. Now, so let's get started. Can you tell our listeners about the entourage effect and how it actually magnifies therapeutic benefits? Can you give us a good look at that?
Certainly. The entourage effects, it's a complex synergy between all the different components of the cannabis plant. That includes the cannabinoids, the terpenes, the flavonoids, and many, many of the other compounds that are naturally occurring in this plant-based medicine. Thanks to the synergy, the whole plant cannabis preparations produce greater benefits than isolated or single cannabinoid products, a product that is just THC or just CBD. A great way to think about this is the entourage effect is very similar to an orchestra. Individual music instruments, piano, violin, saxophone, they're wonderful to listen to on their own. But when they're combined in an orchestra, they produce a more cohesive sound that's more harmonious and more pleasant than any instrument may be by itself.
Similarly, oh, that sounds so lovely. Keep going.
Similarly, when we look at cannabis, all of the active components of the plant, the CBD, the THC, the THCA, they are the benefits are vastly greater when you use it all together than when you use them independently. So the entourage effect primarily is about using the different chemicals within the cannabis plant as a collective to find greater therapeutic relief.
Okay, now what happens when the terpenes and the cannabinoids are not combined? Does CBD alone without THC contain the necessary compounds to alleviate pain or act as an anti-inflammatory, or does it have to have all of those different compounds?
It doesn't have to have all of the different compounds, but studies show and research shows that when it does contain all of the compounds, that the patients and the individuals do find greater symptom relief. when you look at them independently, take THC, for example, which is the most commonly known cannabinoid within the cannabis plant. That is benefits of being an analgesic, antispasmodic. It helps lower muscle tone, and it helps improve muscle relaxation. So individuals can get all of those benefits from trying or using a strictly THC product. But THC by itself has a rather narrow therapeutic index. When we look at CBD, on the exact opposite, CBD has the widest therapeutic index of all the cannabinoids. So it can help with a broader range of symptoms and conditions that an individual may be suffering or challenging themselves with. CBD is also an analgesic. It is also an anti-inflammatory. It's an antispasmodic. But the two really main things about CBD is it's non-psychoactive. Not only is it non-psychoactive, but it also reduces and modulates psychoactivity of THC. And CBD also helps modulate our endocannabinoid system, which is a system that all of us have within our body. We have receptors all throughout our body, and CBD helps the endocannabinoid tone. So as a homeostatic regulator, it brings various physiological systems back into balance within your body. So if you use them independently, you can find individual symptom relief, but when you use THC and CBD together, individuals are going to find, and it's been shown that they've found, greater symptom relief. We see this a lot in our facilities for individuals who maybe haven't tried cannabis for a long time, or they're hesitant, or maybe they're a little bit nervous about trying it because they're maybe had a bad experience when they were in college and they had a brownie or something and they felt uncomfortable with the psychoactive properties. If you use the THC with the CBD, the CBD is going to reduce the psychoactivity, so you won't get the high, but you will still get the benefits of THC. So if you can find a product which is a whole plant-based product that has all of the cannabinoids in there, studies show you're going to find greater medical benefits from that product.
Okay, now you say that it has to have all of the cannabinoids. Now, how does the consumer know when he picks up or he or she picks up a bottle and it says CBD 50 milligrams? How does that person know what is actually in there?
Well, anytime that you visit one of our Temescal Wellness facilities, all of our products get clinically tested, and they get tested twice. So all of this testing is done by an independent third-party laboratory. And we test for the cannabinoid content, so we're checking for what's the medical value of the chemicals of the plant, so we know exactly how much THC and how much CBD is within that product. But then we also do a second test, really to make sure that the product's clean, that the product's safe. We test for microbials, we test for bacteria, heavy metal, mold, anything like that. So anytime you go to any of our medical facilities in Massachusetts and New Hampshire or any of the licensed dispensaries, all of those products are going to be tested, they're going to be compliant, and they're going to have a very clear label on there. And the label is going to provide all of the information from the test results to the day it was tested to any ingredients that may be in there. We are very transparent with the products.
Now, can people who live out of state order your products, or does it only in-state?
You can't order products from out of state, but if you do visit, if you decide to leave Florida and come up to Massachusetts, if you stop by, for example, our Hudson facility or our Pittsfield facility, we are not only a medical facility, but we are co-located. So we also serve adult use recreational customers, so anyone 21 plus can come into our facilities and they can purchase some of our fantastic plant-based products.
Good. Now, what happens with children who need medical marijuana for, let's say, seizures? How do the practitioners titrate so that they do not, that the kids don't feel any psychoactive effects?
So, the most important thing about cannabis is cannabis can be biphasic. And by that I mean low doses and high doses can provide different symptom relief. A good example would be someone who has a medical card or is looking for symptom relief for PTSD. Well, they may say that low levels of THC help calm them, reduces anxiety, but if they do too much THC, it can make them anxious. It can make them paranoid. That's an example of the biphasic qualities. So with the cannabis, we really recommend microdosing at first because the goal is really to find the least amount of medication needed to find symptom relief. Some people find it very beneficial to take a subtherapeutic dose. Maybe those individuals who haven't tried cannabis in a long time and just know that you can take a couple drops of a tincture, you can have a low dose of an edible, and everything is going to be just fine. You're going to be all right. So we're not doctors. I'm not a doctor, so we always defer to physicians. So in the case which you mentioned of the individual and the child, we would hope that the doctor would provide some guidance. But coming into the facility, we want you to find the least amount of medication needed to find symptom relief. And if
this has been so helpful, Philip. Unfortunately, our time is running out, but we'd certainly like to have you on again. Can you give us your website so people can go to it?
Yeah, of course. Our website is temescalwellness.com. And once you go onto the website, we have the different states which we operate within for New Hampshire and Massachusetts, and you can click the appropriate state, and we have a whole range of educational information, some information about the cannabis products which we offer, and you can check out our current menus as well.
Well, thank you so much for being on Cannabis Healing. And once again, we'd like to thank Tikkun Olam for sponsoring today's show. Please go to tikkunhemp.com. And for those living in California, you can now buy Tikkun Olam products at MedMen dispensaries. We invite our listeners to stay in touch on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. You can also reach me at cannabishealing.com at gmail.com. Stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.